Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. If you're new here, we hope you stay well. And if you're old, great.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for supporting us. And I'm Chelsea. And before we get into the positives of today, because today we're talking about what we're loving and learning, let's get into the negatives. Let's talk about the negatives.
Okay, I'm ready.
I have two things. First of all, the drivers in LA have had me at my wit's end the last couple days. Do you drive a lot? I feel like you don't really drive that much.
I don't drive that often because obviously when I'm with Leif, well, I shouldn't say obviously. I'm an independent queen, but Leif usually drives when we're together. Mm-hmm. And we're together just a lot. Like we go a lot of places together. I do drive a few times a week, I would say, but not like every single day.
Yeah. Okay. So even here, coming up here to your house, the roads are so tiny here. Especially because there are parked cars on one side of the road. So there's basically only room for one car to go through. Maybe two if they're two very compact cars. So as I'm driving up here, there's this truck and it's kind of blocking the way. And I was like, okay, I'll go around it. And I'm already halfway past the truck and another car is coming behind the truck, right? So I made it first. So what would be the correct thing to do in that situation? What do you think?
For you?
For that person to do.
For the second car coming behind the truck, stop.
Yeah, and get out of the way, like, right? And he tries to also get through. So the truck's here on the left. I'm on the right. I'm barely making it through. There's trash cans on the other side of me. So I'm like squeezing through. He tries to also squeeze through. Doesn't wait for me to get through. And we're literally this close, like from me to the back of this couch. And I can see him and I'm going, what are you doing? We cannot both fit through here. And so I have to hit the freaking trash cans on the side of me. He doesn't look at me. He's just like going through. I'm like, where could you possibly be going?
Secondly, that really bothers me.
Really bothered me. Secondly, I hate men. In the same little shopping center that I had my other altercation.
What altercation? That one?
With the man who was homeless.
Oh, yes.
I have an altercation with another man who is not homeless, who is, I don't know, just an annoying person altogether. So I'm going on my run, right? And I'm just starting out. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pumped. And as I'm approaching on the left, he stops in the middle of the sidewalk. He has his bags because he just was shopping at like Ross or something. He drops the bags and starts doing jumping jacks while he sees me.
No, he doesn't.
Like
not.
Looks and he starts nodding his head like, yeah, like we're working
what
out.
What is he doing?
And so I give him like a weird thumbs up, like, good job. Because I was like, oh, he's harmless. He's just like being, he's just funny, a funny guy.
Yeah.
As I approach him.
Why are you approaching him?
Well, because I'm trying to pass him.
She's like, as I go up to hit on him, he has the audacity.
As I make my approach, I pass him. I'm on his left. And he tries to hip bump me.
No, he does not.
He goes like this.
No! No, he does.
Yes, he does. As he's trying to hip up me.
Actually, or just
the- actually?
No, he did not.
He didn't make contact with me because I was running.
Hold on. He actually farted?
No. Oh, no. Worse, he did it with his mouth. He goes...
And I'm just so shook to my core that I'm like, why? Why were you even that close? Why were you close enough for him to even hip bump you?
No, he goes out of his way to try to hip bump me. He's in the middle of the sidewalk and there's cars on the left and also it's like a very busy road.
Okay. Oh, you're on the sidewalk. I was picturing you're in a parking lot. I'm like, why are you running
close to him? We're on a sidewalk. Oh. I have nowhere to go. So I'm like as close to the cars as I possibly can get because he's already being weird and jumping and he has his mask on so I can't hear what he's saying. And then as I walk by, he's like, and I'm like, either this man is just having the best day of his life or he's being so annoying. So I'm like, what the? And I like look back to make sure he's not following me or something. And he's just like on his merry way.
What? That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
It was so weird.
I'm shocked you didn't walk right up and tell me that story the second you got here.
Because I was waiting for the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, it was absolutely just shocking.
That's out of this world.
Yeah.
At least he didn't assault you.
No, it was better. It was better than my other one, but it was still, it kind of freaked me out. I was like, what are you doing? Like, that is not okay, sir.
Oh my gosh. Well, glad you're safe.
Yeah. Anyways.
I really wonder what his motive was.
I don't know. I think he was just like energized, ready for the day.
Ready for the day.
It felt like he was making fun of me for running.
Yeah, that's going to be enough for me. I hate when guys make fun of girls for like,
trying something.
Yeah, trying, like running or like
existing.
Doing, going to the gym. They're like,
yeah.
It's like, you're so rude.
Oh, you need help with that?
Yeah.
It's like,
not from you.
Absolutely not from you. Cody Ko just did this YouTube video on, he was reacting to another YouTube video of this couple who had never met. It's like a blind date. And I don't know why they signed up for this. You know, those little shows where it's like rating people, rating strangers from something like that. But they had to go through each other's phone. They had access to each other's phone.
Okay.
And they're filming it. Their reactions to the other person's phone that they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was like, I want a girl who's fit, who's like into the gym. And he has all these gym selfies on his phone. And she's going through his photos and she's going through his videos. And she's like, okay, she finds a video of him doing a workout, the pushing one. You know, where you have like a cart almost and it has like weights on it and you're running and pushing it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yikes. She's like, he's doing it wrong. And he was like, because you could see his reaction. He wasn't in the room, but.
Okay.
He was like, what does she know? And then she's like, I'm a personal trainer and like, blah, blah, blah.
He's like,
And then he goes, yeah, I know I'm doing it wrong. Like people commented. I'm like, ew. Guys just are so, like, I have to have a girl who knows how to go to the gym. And then she's like,
a personal trainer.
I'm literally a personal trainer. You're doing that wrong. And also, you're not that jacked. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways.
Very rude.
We do have a positive. And that is that our Balanced Boss 1.0 course is
back for back. A week.
Oh, I thought we were trying to do it.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at my phone.
Cool.
It's back for, because I was looking at the calendar. Oh. Just trying to make sure. Our Balanced Boss 1.0 health and business course is back only for 1 week. And this is your last chance to get it. We launched it in January and was available for a month. And then we took it away and we decided to bring it back for a week. There were a lot of people that wanted to still get it or have been asking like, is it going to come back, please? Blah, blah, blah. So
yeah,
we heard you and we're bringing it back for a week. It's literally actually
amazing.
You know, yeah, not to flex, but it's such a great course. I genuinely feel like it will bring you so much value and even has the power to like change your life and change the trajectory of what you're doing.
Completely change your mindset when it comes to business and health. Like, we love to give you guys tips and tangible things that are not necessarily surface level, but, you know, may seem that way. But in this course, we do give you tangible tips. But we also dig way deeper to like change and make sure that you have the right mindset going into a business venture or a health journey to make sure that you find success and happiness in those journeys.
Yes. And it's hard because it's like, I don't know, we always talk about this with just the way we market the course, we're like, we feel like it goes so much deeper than a lot of, you know, surface level courses of like how to grow on this or whatever. But at the same time, we do want, I don't know, I want to say, if you take this course and genuinely apply what you learn, you definitely are going to have the opportunity to make way more money in your business, to feel way healthier in your mind and your body, and genuinely get the motivation you want to like do the things you want to do.
Exactly.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Are we allowed to say that?
100%.
100%. No chance you will be unsatisfied.
And a little bit more of the details of it, if you haven't heard us talk about it before, it's basically 8 lessons. So
it's video content too. So it's Chelsea and I, like, you know, in front of a cute background. It's very like beautiful. There's like quotes and quizzes and tangible things you can do as well.
Yep. Lots of links, lots of recommendations.
Book recommendations, podcast recommendations, lots of our favorite quotes. Like I said, can I really quick read this?
Yeah.
Or was there something you wanted to say?
No, go for it.
The sections of it, there are 8 sections, 8 different lessons. Clarity, power of positivity, goals to action, comparison, motivation versus discipline, abundance mindset, accountability, and having fun. And we each talk, I talk all about how that has to do with your business ventures, entrepreneurship, and building a brand. And Chelsea talks about how that pertains to health.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, if that gives you like a better idea, go to our, if you have questions, go to our Instagram, which is linked to our website and stuff where you can get all the info, but it's at Balanced Boss Co. And we'll have posted about it at this point. So you can go check it out.
Yeah. And we'll link it in the show notes as well. If you can go to our website where there's a lot of information as well. And that's balancedboss.co.
Also, a lot of very exciting, fun things coming up for Balanced Boss. So make sure you're following along if you are a health and business queen like us.
Yeah.
That is more where we share all of our self-love, self-help, health and wellness content. Obviously, we'll share a little bit of it on the podcast still, but you know, if you're wanting more, like just free content also.
Yeah, it really allows us to dig deep.
Yes.
Balanced Boss does, which is why we love it so much.
Mm-hmm. It's like our two alter egos, not even alter egos. But like
it's
the
our
two,
yin and yang.
Yeah, it's the two things we love the most are Balanced Boss and What We Said. Mm-hmm. And they're both, they mesh so lovely together, but they also are like very different.
Exactly.
Which I love because it gives us a lot of variety.
It does. Spices up my life.
Same.
Let's do a fun little, you know, what I eat in a day really quick.
Okay.
You know? Okay, so yesterday I woke up and I had a very yummy green smoothie for breakfast. And then for lunch, I had a healthy, hearty bowl of wild rice and veggies, sweet potatoes. It was so good. And guess what? All of that was from Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest has been my actual saving grace lately. Sometimes I just don't have the time or energy to cook, especially something healthy. JC and I are both busy gals. And even though we mostly work from home, we're still exhausted at the end of the day. And the last thing that at least I want to do is try to come up with a yummy, filling, healthy dinner.
Yes. I also got my mom hooked on Daily Harvest because she's been trying to eat healthier, but you know, not everyone in my household is doing the same. And she's like, it's so hard for me to like make, you know, 2 different types of meals or whatever. And I was like, you should get Daily Harvest. So she did. And she loves it. She always texts me. She's like, I just tried the new whatever smoothie. I love it. I just had this bowl. I love it. So she's a fan.
Yes. The one that I had yesterday was the mint cacao smoothie, which is a fan favorite. I just
favorite.
Add some stuff to it as well if you want to. I added some red chard, I added some flaxseed, and I added some blueberries. And it was so delicious. And then the bowl that I had was the sweet potato and wild rice bowl.
Oh, that one's my favorite actually. Love. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It literally takes minutes to prepare and you never have to think twice if the food you're eating is good for you. Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it, so you waste less food too. No need to overthink any of your meals for the week with Daily Harvest. Smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch or dinner, and their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. Check out the labels, by the way, and you will be shocked. The
You'll
ingredients are amazing. Okay, Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without the prep. Get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com, enter promo code WHATWESAID to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code WHATWESAID for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com.
So if you have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I've been obsessed with games lately. I used to you know, this is me coming clean. I used to almost judge people who would play like video games or mobile games. And then I realized that I was being mean and judgmental.
And then I realized I was a gaming queen.
Yeah, that's when I realized. And also I was missing out on a lot of fun with friends. You know, life's just not that serious. So I should just lighten up and play a game here or there.
Totally.
Anyways, I've particularly loved this fun casual puzzle game on my phone called Best Fiends. Best Fiends is boredom's worst nightmare. It has a 5-star rating and over 100 million downloads, so you know it's good. I personally play this at night if I'm winding down, and I feel like it gives my mind a little light workout, but in the best way possible. I'm on like level 30-something now, and I love it. Also, it has these cute little characters. Those are like the one and only fiends.
Cute.
From Best Fiends, that you befriend to defeat these enemies, which are the slugs supposed to be bad guys, but they're cute. And you can also play and compete with your friends.
It has thousands of levels, 5,000 to be exact, so you never run out of fun. Get used to telling yourself just one more level. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. If you play the game and love it, let us know on Instagram or tag us, please.
Should we get into our what we're loving and what we're learning?
Yes.
You want to start?
Get right in.
Let's start with what we've been learning recently, okay?
Okay. I have a few things.
Algebra.
Like, I've been learning geometry. Things I'm learning. Number one, to do something fun every day. I was listening to a podcast, and it was with a very big entrepreneur, and he was saying that, and you know, this is just his opinion, but I really actually liked what he had to say. He was saying you shouldn't ever feel so drained and burned out to where you like need a recharge. Like you're like, I need a vacation. Like I'm so burned out. He was saying you should do things every day that bring you joy, that make you happy so that you don't have to feel like that.
I 100% agree with
him. And I think maybe it's inevitable that we'll all feel a little burned out at some point from certain things, but I definitely resonate with that. I mean, for Leif and I, our anniversary trip, which I mentioned last week that we went to the Hotel Joaquin, and everyone was like shook that I didn't know who Joaquin Phoenix was, by the way.
Yeah, it was a little shocking that you didn't know that, but I don't blame you. There's lots of actors I don't know.
Well, also I looked him up and I totally like knew.
Oh, you just kind of put the face to the name.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't know the name. Like I've heard it, but I didn't know who that was. Anywho, we stayed at that hotel. It was so dreamy, by the way. Absolutely loved it. But when we were there, I genuinely felt that I needed that vacation to recharge. But I would love to not feel like that day to day.
Yeah.
I would love to just feel like I don't need a vacation from my life. My life is just an ongoing vacation. Doesn't mean that everything's easy breezy all the time, but I'm doing things day to day that are fun and I love my job, so it doesn't feel like such a chore. And he was saying he thinks you should love every single thing that you do. Find a way to love it. And if you can't, then have someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's easier said than done, I think a lot of people would say. Like,
yeah, well, I think maybe finding someone else to do it, but finding a way to love what you do is not as hard as it sounds.
Yeah. Because he was saying that's how you get to the place where you just love your life and you're not like, oh, I need a break from this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was thinking I definitely feel that a lot where I'm like, I need a refresh. I need a break. I need to basically recharge. But yeah, I'm looking to not feel that way.
You know what's interesting is because from the opposite spectrum, sometimes when you do feel like you enjoy life, I experience this sometimes when I'm like, my life's a little too good. Like my life's a little too fun. My life has, you know, I love my life so much. I get like guilt for that. I feel bad almost because I feel like it's
something looming over you or something.
No. Like, well, I'm not saying the opposite of looked down upon. It's like praised, I guess, to be constantly busy and overworked. Mm-hmm. It's like that's a stamp of what is the word I'm looking for? Like, not, it's like a stamp of honor.
Yeah, a badge of honor that people wear. They're very overworked, very busy, very have so much going on.
Yeah. So if you feel like you are relaxing, it's almost like, wait, but should I be doing this? You start to shut on yourself more. Like, should I be so stressed? Like, should I put more on my plate because I'm not as stressed as other people? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
I've definitely experienced that.
I completely know what you mean. I feel like even this week is an example of it. Like, remember I called you. I was like, I want to do something fun today. Like,
yeah.
Leif and I might go to the beach or whatever because I worked all day yesterday. I did not leave my house. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to do something fun. And like, I don't want to, basically, I don't want to work all day and not leave my house again.
Yeah.
Because I want to have moments where I'm doing something fun. But to me, so I did not leave my house one time today either, which is not great. But I still did like the Balance Boss yoga flow.
Yeah.
Watched Catfish with you. We ordered dinner. It's like, I'm still doing fun things I loved today. I didn't hate it. So it's just like about doing things that are fun for you, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I think it makes life just so much more enjoyable and worth it.
Yeah. And not to say you shouldn't, you know, recharge and take vacations, because I think that's super fun. But you don't want your whole life to be draining.
True. Well, speaking of that, this is my first one. So a lot of these, or I actually only have like two or three things that I'm learning per se. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are actually things that I've talked about with your dad, who's my life coach, about in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's usually who I tell if I'm like, oh, this is kind of, I'm feeling this way. This is feeling weird
bothering
to me or whatever.
Me.
Yeah. So the first thing is that stress.
Wait, I just had a thought.
What?
Are you closer to my dad than you are to me?
I'm like, no. I talk to him once every 2 weeks. I talk to you every day, girly.
True, true. Okay. I just had a thought. I just had a terrible thought.
I'm like, oh, sorry, he texted me.
Literally, when that's a creepy dynamic.
Yeah. I'm screaming. Don't worry, girl. You cannot be replaced.
Okay, good.
He's listening. He's like, cool.
He's like, cool.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't care.
Yeah, that would actually be creepier. Yeah.
Tries to split us apart. Okay, so stress equals the root of everything negative in your physical, mental, and emotional health, right?
Ain't that the truth?
So knowing that, how do we stop stressing out about being stressed out?
Mm.
Because it's like, there's one thing to acknowledge, okay, stress is not helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Stress is making me sick. Stress is making me emotionally sick. Stress is just basically the root of everything bad in your life.
Yeah.
So I was, even we were talking about this, like when you're trying to, for example, possibly get pregnant, you're like, Whoa. Okay, I know that that being stressed about it is the worst thing I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm stressed that I'm stressed.
Exactly.
Like if I get stressed about something, I'm like, oh shiz.
Yeah, it doubles your stress.
Exactly.
Which is
so
even worse.
This is what I wrote down. When you start to be the observer of your thoughts, and this is what Abby said in one of the yoga flows, actually. So mm-hmm. you should really get our yoga 2-week reset.
Balanceboss.co.
But it really is something that's stuck in my mind, and I just love that phrasing, that if you start to become the observer of your thoughts, life becomes so much simpler and much less stressful. Because when you're overthinking, it's obviously hard to stop yourself from going into that subconscious black hole mm-hmm. because you're not aware that you're doing it. So it's just thoughts are building on top of thoughts and your thoughts are running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring awareness to the fact that you are letting your thoughts run the show, then you are becoming the observer of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Is this making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So lately I've been trying to tell myself when I do have these moments where I feel stressed, and I know I'm feeling stressed when I go like this, like I'll make an audible sigh and mm-hmm. be like, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. But like, it's just my anxiety coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I tell myself, I'm going to take a break from overthinking and just notice my thoughts without judgment. So then that actually allows me to bring awareness to what I'm thinking in that moment. And then it doesn't have so much power over me. This is something that is talked a lot about in Positive Intelligence by Shirzad Shamin as well. These are like the saboteurs. And when you can place them as not part of who you are, but just like intrusive thoughts,
mm-hmm.
it helps you become so much less stressed.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like
truth.
Yes, exactly.
That's something I've actually been doing, is saying to myself, like when I have intrusive thoughts of like, oh, I should be doing more. Like I see mm-hmm. something and I'm like, I knew that I wasn't doing that right, or I wasn't doing good enough in that way. I will literally ask myself, like, is that true?
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, wait, it's literally not true.
Exactly.
It's just a random thought and an opinion. It's like not even a truth.
It's a narrative that you've created, basically, and that society has taught you that only exists because you say it exists.
Exactly.
And if you acknowledge that, like, exactly, like asking clarifying questions. It's so funny because having a coach, whenever I have these thoughts, I think, okay, if I say this to Andrew, like, oh, I feel like a piece of crap because this and this, what, I already know what he's going to say. And he's going to be like, but are you really a piece of crap
right.
for doing that? And I say the same thing to my clients and they're like, I already know what you're going to say, like blah, blah, blah. And it helps because you can kind of ask yourself those questions. Like,
right.
is that really the truth? Am I really this? Am I really that? You know? And it's not. It's like these narratives that we have about ourselves that we've made up that just don't exist, but they only exist because we think they exist. It's like being, mm-hmm. it's like awkward situations. They're only awkward because we think they're awkward.
Exactly. It's but just on their a situation. Own,
exactly. So on the opposite spectrum, and not so like a much of a negative light, when you're feeling happy, to feel even happier and to really embrace the moments of joy that you have in your life, noticing and acknowledging that feeling that you have in your chest. And when you do acknowledge it, like, I feel really good. Like, my chest is starting to feel warm. Like, I'm starting to feel lighter. I can, like, your body physically starts to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you acknowledge that feeling, it feels better and better and better. And yeah. it just grows. So that's how you can feel really happy day to day, is
focusing on that.
Yeah, focusing on the good feelings. So that was my other one.
I love that. Kind of piggybacking off of that, I guess, is you can do things that you thought you couldn't do. And this is a very simple example, but Chelsea ran to my house the other day.
True.
That's how close we live, by the way, which is awesome.
I thought, to be fair, when I told myself I was going to run here, I thought it was much shorter.
Yeah, but still, it's yeah, very close. And Leif goes on runs. Beth goes on runs. A lot of people around me are running, okay? And I have never
she's
ran.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
Exactly. That's what I was singing, by the way, on the whole, like literally every half mile I would do.
Yeah.
Well, only happened twice, but I would sing that to Leif. I'm foreshadowing. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But basically, I have asthma and I've always told myself and everyone around me, I'm sure you've heard me say a million times, like, oh, I cannot run. Like, I have asthma. I do cardio. Like, I can't. And I have truly believed for my whole life that, like, I am not even physically capable of running a mile. Like, that to me is like, oh, completely off the table, not a chance.
Like, you're the exception.
Yeah, like, there's just no way because I have asthma, I'll have an asthma attack. It just, like, is not. So I just completely stay away from it. And the funny thing is like, I'm CEO of telling everyone else, like, you can do it. But it's like, for myself, I'm just like, that's one area I'm just not gonna go for it. So I will say, I got an inhaler, which is making me feel like I can actually
breathe
now. And I've had inhalers in the past. I just didn't have a current one. So anyway, I got a new inhaler and I was like, I want to try to run. And I told Leif, like, you can't, not that he would ever, but I was like, you can't make fun of me. Like, I want to try to go on a run, but genuinely, I might only be able to go like 0.3 miles. And like, I don't want you to be like, come on, come on. And like, push me if I'm like literally having an asthma attack. He's like, I'll support you. Like, I want to go with you. Let's do it. Let's try it. So I ran a mile and took me like 11 or 12 minutes. But it was such a cool feeling to be like, oh, I've been telling myself this for no joke my whole life.
Yeah.
20 years at this point that I've had asthma. And it's like probably a little less than that because I got it, quote unquote, or like got diagnosed. Was that what it's called? I don't know. But when I was like 8. So I've had it forever. And it was just a cool thing where I was like, what the heck? I actually can do this. And I got so many. So I posted about it on my Instagram story. I was like, I'm going to try to go on a run. Stay tuned. And then when I got home, I told everyone that I did it. And I got so many messages from girls who were like, I have asthma too. And like, I started running over quarantine. And now like, I just got my mile to 7 minutes. And
wow,
I'm just like, this is so cool to realize that I can actually do stuff that I've said I couldn't. And it kind of gives me an insight into, I can probably do so many more things that I've told myself, like, that's not my thing. I can't do that if I really focus on it. And something I wanted to touch on was, did you ever watch the Octopus Teacher documentary? Mm-mm. So it's a documentary. I'm kind of going to spoil it, I guess. I don't know if it's like a spoiler necessarily, but it's a guy who like decided to basically like devote his life to going down like in this one part of the ocean by his house. And like learning all about just like the sea life and everything down there. And he became literal friends with an octopus. Like every time he would go down, he was so fascinated by this octopus and he would go there every single day. And then eventually it would like hug him. Like it would come up and like wrap its arms around him. Like the first day he like put his hand out and it like it would like kind of go near and then like back away.
I'm incredibly sorry he hugged the octopus.
The octopus literally hugs him. Like it would run up and like wrap its legs around him. Like legit hug him.
Okay, it was kind of terrifying if you don't know the octopus, but that's sweet.
It was so inspiring. I told Leif, I'm like, why is this octopus making me want to live my best life? Like, this documentary was just so cool. And it was so insane to me how he just devoted so much time to learning about these animals, learning about his surroundings. And like, this became his thing. And he got so good at it. He literally became friends with a freaking octopus. And I'm just like, we can do so much. Like,
catch me going to the ocean and becoming friends with a dolphin at this point.
Oh, Leif's dad is friends with dolphins. Because he always told us that. Leif's dad lives in Hawaii. And he would always tell us, like, I'm friends with these specific dolphins. And I would kind of be like, oh, that's funny. Like, yeah. And Leif's like, no, he's serious. I'm like, what do you mean friends? He's like, he knows specific ones. And they'll, like, play games, like, with a leaf in the water. Like, he'll throw it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Dolphins are so smart, too.
Yeah.
And cute. I love dolphins.
And octopus and dolphins, I believe, are, like, two of the smartest. Like, comparable to dogs. Like, they are very smart. Or maybe even smarter.
I want to say dolphins are, like, one of the smartest mammals.
Yeah.
Or is it an animal? I don't know.
So when I saw this documentary of the octopus thing, I told Leif, I'm like, I totally believe your dad now. And that is so crazy to me. But it just was kind of a, I don't know. I had this moment where I was like, if I want to learn French, I'm going to learn French. If I want to learn Italian, I'm going to learn Italian. Like, what the heck? We can do so many things if we want to do them. Like, if we give our time to certain things and become like a practitioner of it, it's like, you're going to get good at it.
It's true.
And that's cool that we can just set our mind to something and become really good at something. Literally anybody listening to this, it's like if you wanted to become like a fitness person or a chef, it's like you literally can become that.
Mm-hmm.
If you just work at it every single day.
And you want it.
And you want it. And that's like what you're passionate about. It's like so inspiring to me.
It is. I love that. I think it's interesting too because it's exactly what we were talking about. It's like we have these narratives and something else that your dad once said to me, I was saying, I'm just like this. And he was like, why are you working so hard to protect an identity that does not even serve you? And I was like,
yeah, me saying I'm not a morning person.
Yeah. And I'm like, that is a very good point. Like, why am I working so hard to protect these negative traits of myself? Like, I will argue to the death that that's how I am.
Right. It's like, why am I even wanting that?
Yeah. And it's like, why am I protecting something that's not serving me? True. And that's even how I was talking about when I was learning tennis. And I had always told myself, like, growing up, I'm just not an athlete. Like, I'm the least athletic person I know. I cannot play sports, especially sports that have hand-eye coordination. Like, it's just not it. But the feeling after you, when you take the comparison out of it, like, I'm not a pro whatever. I'm not a pro runner. I'm not a pro tennis athlete now or anything like that. But when you prove to yourself that you can do something that you've always said that you couldn't, the feeling is, like, euphoric.
It's just very, like, empowering.
Thank you.
It's very empowering.
I was, when I was on my run today, at the very end of my runs, I always like will walk right before I'm sprint home, basically. So I'll like be jogging the whole time. And then for a little bit, I'll walk to kind of catch my breath. And then I will sprint all the way home. And it's so painful when I'm sprinting back because I've already been running and it's like just the worst feeling. And today when I was sprinting, I was literally talking in my head to myself and my brain was like, you've got to stop. Like, you've got to stop. You're exhausted. Your body cannot go. Just walk home. And then I almost, in my mind, as like cheesy as it sound, made my body almost have a voice. And it was like, that's what you thought. And then I just started running so fast. And I was like, wait, like, okay. So she's got something left in her. And it reminded me of in dance class, I think it was, one of my instructors one time was just like, your mind will quit 100 times before your body will.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I had that same feeling of like, oh, I'm literally sprinting full speed ahead right now. Where 5 seconds ago, I was like, I'm done for the day. Like, I cannot move. My shoulders hurt. My back hurts. My legs kill. I can't breathe. And I thought that's cool.
That is very cool. Do you think you're going to start running more and like get into
really
it again?
I really liked it. Yeah. It was definitely not every day.
Yeah.
But I told Nick, if we don't play pickleball or tennis, like I want to run or go to a gym or something.
Yeah.
But
I'm like craving just exercise in general lately. Like for the past little while I have been. But I think now that gyms are starting to open, I'm just like dying. We should go to a yoga class or like a Pilates class or something soon. I don't even care
what. Well, that was actually one of my like love learning things, I guess, is that I've like been very in the mood to work out lately. More so than I have for like a year. Like my body's been like craving movement. Specifically like the running thing was just like, I was like, I'm just going to run there because I need to do something. Yeah. My body needs to move.
JC, do you agree that we deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day?
Yes, I do.
Good. Then you will love Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. What you won't find in Ritual multivitamins, sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants.
We don't want that shiz.
No. On top of that, they have a fresh taste and delayed release capsule design to make your vitamin experience smooth and easy. JC and I take our Ritual vitamins every day, and it's the perfect addition to my morning routine. I wake up, do my journaling, do my yoga, and then I walk to the kitchen, open the blinds, and take my vitamins. Simple as that. It also helps me drink water first thing in the morning, which I need because I'm mostly all the time dehydrated.
Ritual is designed with your life stage in mind, now available for women, men, and teens. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. And like we mentioned, Ritual makes the whole vitamin process easy from the beginning. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you do not love Ritual within your first month, they will refund your first order. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to start your Ritual today. ritual.com/whatwesaid. Do you want the cutest customized shampoo and conditioner and other products in your bathroom?
I do.
Well, then tell them how they get it.
It's Function of Beauty, okay? What are your personal hair goals? Real talk, if you don't love your hair, then you need to break up with your current hair care routine right now, and it's time to try Function of Beauty instead. Friends don't let friends live with anything less than amazing hair. So think of me as your friend, which I am. And I want you to be happy and I want you to try Function of Beauty. I've been using Function of Beauty for more than a year now, and I've been using it with no color or no dye and no fragrance and no silicone. And my hair feels healthier than it has practically my whole life. My hair naturally.
Sorry, I was going to also say your hair is also very long. It has grown so much.
Thank you. Yeah, my hair naturally grows like really slow and thin, but Function of Beauty helps me keep it nourished and healthy and also smelling and feeling good.
We love to see it. Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair's specific needs. Here's how to get started. First, you're going to take a quick but thorough quiz to tell them a little bit about your hair type and your hair goals, such as lengthen, volumize, and oil control. And because your hair changes with the season, you can change your hair goals before every shipment. Next, choose your color and fragrance, or you can go fragrance and dye-free, like Chelsea mentioned. Then Function's team determines the perfect blend of ingredients, bottles your formula, and delivers it right to you. Every ingredient Function of Beauty uses is vegan and cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. You can also go completely silicone-free. There are over 54 trillion possible formulations, and Function of Beauty has over 50,000 real five-star reviews. And Function of Beauty offers completely personalized formulas for body and skincare as well, so you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe.
Never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to let them know we sent you and to get 20% off your order. That's functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid. But the other thing that I had in the learning was I was talking about how lately I've been waking up late with Andrew, and I was saying, I'm just so mad at myself because I am so passionate about morning routines and I want to do my morning routine earlier. But then if I wake up at like 9, I feel like I've screwed myself and I can't for some reason do my morning routine because I've already missed the opportunity of like when I want to wake up at 7. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, and because
I feel the same way, by the way.
Yeah. And I was saying, because I just feel already like I'm a piece of crap. So I'm just like, I wake up late. Okay. That's already strike one for the day.
Yeah.
And he asked me that question. He was like, does your worth actually change if you're laying in bed at 9 a.m. or if you're up and answering emails at 9 a.m.? Like, does your actual worth change based on that? And I was like, well, no, because I know what he's going to say. But as I was answering that, I'm like, that's very interesting. Because my first thought is almost like, yes, of course, I'm more worthy when I'm working.
Yeah.
But in actuality, he was saying nothing you do changes your worth is not dependent on things that you do. It's who you are. And I was like, okay, that actually makes me more motivated to get up because it doesn't make me feel like I've already lost. And I was saying, yeah. I also think it's an excuse that I use when I wake up late to not do my morning routine. Because I'm like, well, I already missed it. So I can't do this. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting because you can kind of apply it to other areas where moments where, again, you have the narrative that you think that you're a piece of crap or just like not worthy or you feel disgusting or ashamed of something. You have no less worth because of that. But we have been trained to think that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that worth into like how other people perceive us, what we're worth to society, basically. When in reality, if we understand that our worth does not change based on the things that we do, then we can start to actually love and accept ourselves, like truly deep down, not just like the love and accept that's surface level, mm-hmm. like actually accept ourselves. Then life becomes happier,
love that.
More joyful.
Okay. This is the last thing I've learned recently. That there is enough room for everyone. And this is something that Alexis Wren actually said in a TikTok. And I actually really loved
it. Oh, I saw the same TikTok and she was a motivational queen.
And she's also stunning.
Yeah.
But she
Let's
was...
Let's not talk about that. Literally the opposite of what she's saying.
Saying that you have to be okay with someone else getting like everything you want before you're ready to receive it. And whether you believe in, you know, the law of attraction or not, because that's essentially what she was talking about.
Yeah.
But I really do believe that when you, and this is something that's hard for me, is like, if I see, I don't know, let's say, for instance, someone rips off our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's say that happens maybe.
Yeah.
Once. Just once.
Only once. But it's like, imagine that someone like rips off our podcast, starts doing very similar things, like copies a lot of aspects of it. And like
say they copy exact titles of episodes, the exact order of episodes, the exact Instagram template, the branding. Exact Instagram bio. Say that happened.
But that, I mean, that's extreme. But well, and the branding and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can choose to either be extremely annoyed by that, or you can choose to be okay with anyone doing anything they want to do and knowing that you're going to get the things that you want because you work for them and because like everything's going to work out as it should, basically. And you have to be okay with other people being successful as well, even if it's like kind of... I mean, that example is a little extreme, but it's like, yeah. Even if someone's like a competitor, quote unquote, of yours, you need to be okay with them getting everything you would want. You need to be okay with them getting 20 million downloads and having the cutest merch and whatever so that you can do the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that or no?
No, I 100% agree with that.
Okay.
Well, I'm listening. I'm taking this to heart.
I think that's hard to do a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And not even the copying thing, but it's like anytime. Like if you want something and you see someone else getting it, and maybe that's just my toxicity coming through, but I'm always like, what the frick? Like I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, if you're just like, that's amazing for them. And I know that something amazing is going to happen for me too.
Yeah.
That is, first of all, so much better for your mental state, for your mindset to be like, cool, that's great for them and genuinely feel that way. Not just be like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe you have to fake it till you make it, but.
Well, and know that because they achieved it, it's possible for you as well.
Exactly. And that's something that in the book I'm reading, she always says like, why not me? Like instead of being like, oh, they got that. It's like, instead of looking at that as a negative thing where it's like, oh, now one less thing for me. You think of it as, oh my gosh, if that was possible for them, why is that not possible for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really powerful mindset shift. That's something we talk about a lot actually in our course in the abundance mindset lesson is like having that mindset because it changes everything. Instead of seeing someone that gets something you want and you're immediately threatened and annoyed by them, you're empowered because you realize that that same thing could happen for you or something even better.
Yeah, It's like when you see a beautiful girl on your TikTok for you page or someone who's really in shape and they have the body you want and you click on the comments and they're just like, well, now I'm not eating today, or like now my self-confidence has gone down or something like that. And now I'll start seeing comments that are like, hey, just a reminder, her beauty does not take away from yours. And as soon as you do realize that, that you, like you're saying, you can start living a much more free life because your mind space is not taken up with comparison and not taken up with deprivation mindset of like, oh my gosh, this girl's way prettier than me. Oh my gosh, this girl has way more whatever than me. This person has so much more money than me. And there's always going to be someone who's prettier than you, funnier than you, more successful than you, whatever it is that you want, more totally. Athletic than you. And that's okay. And it's guess true. What? You're more athletic, you're more pretty, you're more funny than someone else. So just the circle of life.
The circle of life, baby. You do you.
And I am the funniest, prettiest, coolest on the top. So unfortunately, I don't have to worry about that. But for you peasants, I don't have any more learning. So you want to get to the loves?
Let's get to the loves.
Okay.
Things we're loving at the moment.
My first one is I've been loving taking care of my plants and using the Planta app that I talked about a couple weeks ago. I got a mister for my plants because it says on the Planta app that I need to be misting the leaves of my plants every 2 days. So I got a mister and I was telling Nick, I'm like, why is this so fun to water and mist my plants? Like I feel like a mom and I love it.
That is fun. I need to get a mister. I don't have one.
Yeah.
I have to. My plants are dying. Sorry, Kristen. Just kidding. Actually, all of my Kristen plants are alive still. There's only two of them.
Nice.
But my one that's not from Kristen did die. So maybe it's because her spirit was not alive in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Things I'm currently loving. The Great British Baking Show.
My mom just got into that as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So I have only watched one season and it was like the most recent season. And it was actually filmed during the pandemic. So I think it was different than the rest of the seasons. And I have not watched any of the rest of the seasons.
Is Lil Yachty on that one?
But at first, it was, I don't want to even do it the disservice of comparing it to Nailed It, but part of it was reminding me of Nailed It humor. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, it was really cringing me out for a second. But as the longer I watched it, even though it was still cringe sometimes, the humor that they use, like before they start the show, they'll have little skit things. And I was just like, oh, I can't. But then eventually, I kind of just like started to love the hosts and I didn't care that it was cringe and I still loved it. But it's so good. It's just like a baking competition show. And yeah, it honestly made me want to bake and cook more. It's been like inspiring me. I'm actually baking a cake tomorrow. Stay tuned to my YouTube channel.
For my birthday?
I'm like, yeah. And yeah, I've been like making recipes out of cookbooks. I'm like, who am I?
That's awesome.
I've made 3 recipes out of a cookbook this past week.
I love that. Yeah, my mom called me the other day. She was like, you know what show I just got into? Well, she told me she got into Bridgerton. And then she was like, I didn't know it was MA. Like, whatever. Because it's like the first, I don't know when it gets kind of naughty. But my mom is not an MA viewer. But she loves British shows.
Mm-hmm.
Loves everything of the sort. Like, Bridgerton is her ideal show in terms of setting, place, you know, all that besides the MA part. But then she was like, also, I started watching The Great British or whatever, British Baking Show. And I was like, wow, I'm surprised you're actually just finding that because I've heard amazing things about that. I hear people love it so much and it sounds like something you'd be into. So
I love it. And it's like a calming kind of show because it's just like about baking, you know? Yeah, it's so wholesome. I love it.
Nice. Well, speaking of shows, I guess I'll talk about my favorite shows that I've been loving. First of all, Catfish, obviously.
No brainer.
Go ahead.
Hijack your thing. Stay tuned for next week's episode. It's a Catfish episode. You guys are going to die.
So good.
So are we. We haven't read them, but
I did read one and it was really shocking and good.
Really?
Yeah. I read one email because I just couldn't help it. The title was just too good.
Tell us the title.
Oh, it was like 14 as a 14-year-old catfish, catfishing an adult or something like that.
Oh.
It was shocking.
Wait. Oh, can we talk about how? No, we need to talk about it next week. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a lot of the, okay, I'll say it. A lot of the write-ins are people who were the freaking catfish.
I know. I was not expecting that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shook.
Be ready for next week, you guys. Yeah. Buckle the heck up. Another show I've been watching is, I talked about this a little bit because of the plane shenanigans, but JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is actually on Hulu. It's an anime. It is the most bizarre show, shall I say, and it is in the title. But it's also so funny. And it's very long. Each episode is like only 25 minutes though. The seasons are just long. There's like so many episodes, but it's been really good. The plot is amazing. It's a little bit extreme. The guys are like so beyond jacked. They're like 7 feet tall and they're unbelievably strong. And there are moments when it's a little sexist. Like they'll do say stuff about like girls or something. And I'm like, when was this made? This is, needs to catch up with the times, but it is funny. The other, this is not necessarily a show, but I'm obsessed with watching BTS, the band, YouTube videos. Like, I don't care if I'm watching them literally eating. I don't care if I'm watching them talk behind the scenes of their shows. That's what I do literally every single night before bed. I will like watch BTS videos and it's so calming. They're so sweet. I'm obsessed with them still. So
if you heard me. The obsession has not worn off.
No, it's, if anything, it's grown stronger and stronger by the day.
Love that for you. The second thing is I like energy drinks and I'm addicted to caffeine now.
Same.
I'm going to move on because that one's self-explanatory. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm not kidding, but I kind of am. Caffeine's just been pepping me up lately. And I just tried this new like energy boost thing that Chrissy actually sent me in the mail. And
is that, that's a drink?
Yeah, it's like a thing you put into water. Okay. Kind of like a powder you put into water and it was cherry limeade flavor. I loved it. And really? It gave me some energy this morning, which I loved.
Nice.
I'm going to move on because that one was short. I'm loving, this is very recent, the downtime on the iPhone. Do you have yours set?
Yes.
So I just set mine.
Mine is from 9 to 9.
I was going to say mine's at 9:30 and it's 9:29 p.m. Yeah. So mine's going to shut off in 1 second, but I just started it, and if you don't know what it is, it's basically in your settings under like your screen time, you can set downtime where from a certain time to a certain time, your phone, like apps are not available for you to use. You can use them. Obviously, if you want to, you can click on them and push like ignore all the limits, but they're all like locked except for your alarm, your messages, like the very, you know, the needs, I guess, the essentials. And it's been really nice. I've literally only had this for 2 days, but see, it just went because it's 9:30. Mm-hmm. Screen time will be limited until 8 a.m. tomorrow. So I have mine, yeah, from 9:30 p.m. to 8 a.m. And I think I even want to do it for later in the day because this morning when I woke up and it was like already unlocked. And I'm like, the point of this is for like the first hour of my day to not be on my phone. So stay tuned for that journey. But obviously we've been talking a lot about like spending less time on the phone, spending less screen time. So that's something that's definitely helpful. It's just on your iPhone, you can set, anyone can set it. So
I also saw in your stories today that you set like an hour limit to Instagram and TikTok and it was already done by 11. And I also have that on my phone. I have basically all my apps. They only have, there's like a 2 hour limit on all my entertainment apps or something like that somehow set. And it shocks me how quickly it happens.
So quick. I'm like, what? And the shocking part of it too, and this was when I was like, ooh, this is bad, is that on Instagram and TikTok, I set it for an hour each, which I'm realizing now might be too little of time considering it's my full-time job.
Yeah.
But the scary part of it was that by 11, I hadn't done any actual work yet where I hadn't posted.
That is the scary part.
On either of them.
To me too.
So I was like, okay, there's no excuse. Like, for being on there for that long. I mean, I was answering some DMs, so that is work, I guess. But anyway, I was just like, that's a little bit crazy that at 11:30 a.m., I've already hit an hour on both of the apps.
Yeah,
so it's terrifying. So that's 2 hours of my freaking day.
It's terrifying.
And it's 11 a.m., and I woke up 3 hours ago. So 2 out of my 3 hours have been spent on these social media apps. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's a good wake-up call.
Something we've both been loving is frenemies.
Oh my gosh.
We love Trisha Paytas. Wait, how does that song go?
Moses?
Oh my gosh. I love you, Moses. I've listened to it a million times.
I love you, Moses.
Wait, no.
I love you, Moses.
You freed the slaves. You freed my soul. Moses never let me go. It's such a bop. Nick walks in while I'm listening and he's like, the song actually slaps. And I'm like, I know. I literally listen to it when I'm getting ready in the morning.
I wonder I wonder how many streams it has. Is it on Spotify?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. How do you think I listen to it over and over again?
I thought you just listened to it on...
It's on my Currents playlist.
You're kidding.
I need to go to it. I love you, Moses. I love you, Moses.
Oh.
You freed the slaves.
It only has 34,000.
You freed my soul. Well, probably has a lot of views on the music video on YouTube. I think it just went on Spotify.
Okay.
Like, I almost emailed her and was like, please put this on Spotify. I need it.
Emailed her.
I love Trisha. I love Ethan. I've been a H3 fan for a long time. And when they started Frenemies, it was just like, thank you. They have such a real dynamic, I think.
Yes. It's such an interesting, it's
chef's
the
kiss.
World could never have expected this dynamic and
no.
this to happen. So I think that's like the craziest part about it all. But that's definitely my guilty pleasure. And I consider it a guilty pleasure because
yeah.
it's just so funny and shocking.
Is it your guilty pleasure? Is that the truth?
Yes, it is the truth. Okay, so my next thing that I'm loving, laying by the pool and doing nothing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, laying by the pool and reading. I'm like, this is my new number one hobby.
Yeah, I want to be a housewife of Beverly Hills and
I want
just lay by the pool.
Be a Beverly Hills housewife. That's exactly what I was just going to say. That is so relaxing. On our vacation, we did that for a full day. We just laid by the pool. I read my book and just like, it was so warm and so nice. And I was asking Beth, I'm like, can you go to pools and not pay to like stay the night, but just like to hotels, I mean, sorry, and just use their pool? And she was like, oh, for sure. But then with COVID, it's
I think
like not
closed.
Happening.
Yeah,
yeah, like it's guests only for a lot of places. I called 6 different hotels today, in case you're wondering, because I'm like, once a month, I just want to go to a pool and just lay there. Because obviously, I don't have a pool in my house. And we can go to the beach, too. But it's like a pool. There's a different vibe. I don't know.
Because a pool,
about
you can
it.
Take a quick dip in.
Yeah, a
when
quick dip.
When it's too cold in the ocean.
Well, and also, it's like you're not getting sandy or anything. It's just like a very clean environment. You can get drinks. You can get food. So that is one of my new obsessions, I guess. Maybe it's just because I haven't experienced it in literal years, but it was really hitting for me.
Would you rather be at a pool than a beach?
I want to say yes, but it depends. I would like to do both at certain points. But
I would like to do both at the same time.
But I think a pool would be my first choice just because you don't get sandy. I'm not much of a, you know, never say never. You can always do something you said
like,
you couldn't
do. Why are you
do?
Protecting that identity?
Yeah. I'm like, I am scared of the ocean and I will protect that identity. No, I've never been much of like an ocean person. I didn't grow up going to the beach literally ever. Never grew up swimming in the ocean, surfing, doing anything like that. So I just feel like I'm not used to it. Therefore, not super confident in the water. So I'd rather be in a pool. But I do love the beach. I love like... There is something special about like hearing the ocean and being on the sand. It's very grounding, which I do love.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe it's because when we grew up, we had a pool. Did you grow up with a pool?
Never.
So I maybe need to fall in love with it again. Look at a pool with new eyes, but I feel like I'm just too used to a pool. So it's like the beach was like the luxury to me because—
Never had either.
I had trauma at pools. And also I was a lifeguard. So I feel like I literally lived in pools for forever. And the smell of chlorine literally triggers me. So
that's why I got to do the salt water.
Ooh, bougie.
Luxury.
Okay, the other things I've been loving, throwback music, ABBA, Queen, 2000 bops, just all the goods. You can follow my playlist on Spotify if you want to. It's called She Who Raised Me.
I've been loving, what's it called?
2000 bops.
Yeah, 2000s, yeah. Early 2000s, music, movies, all of that.
Yes.
It's just hitting.
Okay, I'll just do the rest of mine really quick. Mine are pretty whatever. Skims. Okay. In terms of products, Skims. I've been literally paying all my paychecks to Skims and buying everything. I have the texts and it's unfortunate, honestly.
That's on my list.
Thank you, Kim Kardashian.
That is on my list as well.
I've also been loving Etsy lately. For 10 years, I forgot about Etsy. And that's where I got my rug. That's where I got some of my fun rings. And I've been shopping on Etsy a lot. And I'm obsessed with Etsy.
It has so many. That's where I got my little like chain, you know, the iPhone chain. And I love it that it's like small businesses as well that you can support on there. And they have so many unique products.
They have planters. They have candles. They have home decor. They have jewelry. They have everything they could ever want.
I feel like if you're ever looking for something specific that's kind of like out there or like eclectic, just like literally search it on Etsy and it probably exists for you.
Exactly. It's amazing.
I love that.
Food wise, I put store made veggie rolls. These are like the, basically they just have avocado, cucumber, and carrot in like a wrapped like in a brown rice roll? Or white rice at Whole Foods, at Ralph's, at anywhere that you can get them. I'm obsessed with them. Nice little snack. That's just a side note. The last thing that I have is a couple TikTokers that I've been loving.
Okay.
So first is Trinity Marie. I've showed you her a couple times. She is literally carrying the app on her back. She's so funny. Her at is its.tmarie with two E's. Another one that I love is Natasha. I don't know. Natasha Med. I don't know her full name, but it's Natasha H. Med X on TikTok. She just does fashion. So she'll just stand there and put on different outfits. Mm. She has very different style, but like she'll do monochromatic looks, but also very accessible fashion. So it's not like, okay, all of this is thrifted. I can't get any of this. And also maybe too expensive. It's like she shows you how to put things together.
Right. Nice.
And then the last one is Nathan Smith. He's the one I showed you that does the very cool transitions.
Oh yeah, the anime vibe.
He is so cool. Like if I could be any other person on the app, it would be Nathan. And his at is at N-A-T-H-N-S.
You're going to want to see Jason Ray Smith. Very odd.
I'm like, I've never heard of her.
Cool. Probably haven't because I'm shadow banned apparently. Someone commented on my things like, I have not seen your video on my For You page in ages. Maybe you're shadow banned? I'm like, cool.
Confirms my deepest fears.
No. My videos have been, my punching video did pop off, so everything's fine. So now I'm happy. Okay, to close things off, I have a few like self-care things that I've been loving. Number one, I've been shaving a lot more often.
Boo.
Cool. And I love it because I've never been, first of all, my hair grows back in 1 hour. So yeah, it's actually extremely annoying. Yeah, Chelsea, you're one to talk. Chelsea, literally her hair feels like freaking silk. Like for months after she shaves. Yeah, it does. Meanwhile, mine's a prickly pear 1 hour after I get out of the shower. So yeah, I do have to shave often. And no, it's so nice. I've been just shaving every time I get in the shower. So... or the bath.
Must like, be nice to have unlimited hot water.
I'm like, yeah, I don't have to deal with that problem. But,
yeah, mine runs out in 1 second.
I've just been shaving like and keeping up on it. So it just never gets, like my legs just never get super gross to where I'm like.
They're just always soft.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say they're always soft because my legs are never like perfectly smooth. That's why I want to get laser.
I think
but I don't
that's an
get
identity
laser.
You're projecting.
Oh, it's actually unfortunately just fact. I've been told I'm a perfect candidate for laser because I have like dark hair. Mm-hmm. And I think part, I don't know, between like my skin and my hair, people have said I have like a good candidate for laser, but you literally.
What's a good candidate for laser? Doesn't laser not work for some people?
Yes. No, it does not work for some people.
Really?
Or it doesn't work as well for some people. Like my hair is very thick and coarse and dark, and therefore laser works well on that is what I've heard. Mm. But also, I've heard from many people that if you get laser before you get pregnant, when you get pregnant, all your hair goes back. So I'm like, why would I do that? Why would I spend the money before I even have kids? And then
spend the time.
And the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, wait, that's obviously not working for me. So maybe I should just do laser anyway.
I'm like, I think maybe as soon as you do it, you'll get pregnant.
I have no joke thought about that. I'm like, I wonder if I just was like, okay, not give up, but just be like, okay, I'm not going to plan my life around this anymore. Like, just going to get laser. And then the next month, I'm probably going to get pregnant. So anyway, I've been shaving. I use Necessaire products when I get out of the shower. Their body serum, body lotion, their exfoliator and body wash in the shower. I'm such a stan. Necessaire, stan for life. Use code JC10 if you want 10% off. I'm obsessed with them. And then—
Brian, bleep that out.
Cool. Just kidding. No, do not bleep that out. You guys, do you know that's what we say when we say something really, take it out? We say, Brian, bleep that out or cut it out. Okay, and then lastly, I'm trying to like hurry because I feel like I've been talking for too long. Eye patches, just like under eye patches.
You do have the best eye patches for some reason. You've got a whole—
collection.
I used some of them. Yeah, they were nice.
My favorite two are the Bare Minerals green tea eye patches. They're like so cooling and they're green. They're kind of like sparklers. They're really cute. And then the Beauty Bio collagen ones, which you used. I liked that one a lot too. I've been using those. I don't care. I don't know necessarily if they're like doing me wonders, but I feel like whether it's the placebo effect or not, when I'm getting ready, I like do my skincare and do that while I'm doing my hair and I'm like listening to
minor
a podcast. Scales?
Yeah.
Mine are plump. it just like makes me feel a little bit elevated, gives me a little pep in my step. And I've just been loving under eye patches. And I also just got recently a gua sha tool.
Oh yeah, I have one of those. I love it.
Yeah, basically like a smooth edge tool, if you don't know what it is, that you press into your skin and kind of like scrape in like upward motions, kind of hard to explain. But it's a Chinese medicine technique and it's supposed to kind of sculpt your face more, increase your blood flow and like help
lymphatic
with a bunch of
stuff. Lymphatic massage or lymphatic drainage.
Mm-hmm. It has a lot of benefits. And I've seen also TikToks of girls and I don't know if they're real, but they seem like they are.
It's
this girl's
it's
like,
hard
I did it
know.
For a month and like literally her double chin's gone. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. You know what else I want to try is frownies. I told you about them, but I never showed you. They're just like patches you put on at night. And it's basically
acne?
No, for wrinkles.
Oh.
And it like freezes them. You put these patches all over your face at night. And the girl who, well, actually her grandmother invented them. And she is now on TikTok. And like, my grandmother invented these. They work. And their faces, like her mom and her grandma, or maybe her grandma's dead. It was just her mom. Their faces were wrinkle free. And they have never had Botox.
Are we sure they're not using
filters? I swear to you. They like make a point of like, there's no filters. There's no fillers. This is why we have this company. Like, why would we put filters on it? Why
really?
We've never gotten Botox.
Well,
I will have to show you.
That's why they would put filters on, to sell thousands of products.
Yeah, but they're just, if you go to their, if you go to their TikTok, you'll believe them.
Okay.
I'm like, you want to fight about this?
I'm like, I'm very skeptical. No.
I want them.
It's just hard when people are selling. Unfortunately, the world of social media, and I hate to be this person, but it makes you skeptical of things because you know that there's always something behind the curtain.
Yes, but
I'm
going to have to show you this 60-year-old woman because it's fine on the 30-year-old woman, but this 60-year-old woman, there's a difference between a filler face and
just like
I guess a frownies face. Yeah.
Frownies. I'm dead. Okay. I think that was all my stuff. And basically I've just been loving like self care, I guess, but like physical. Like just being clean and like getting into my pajamas, which I was going to say, the Skims pajamas
yes,
are so comfy.
I love them.
And I just feel so good when I'm clean and nice and just fresh.
Getting to bed and your legs are smooth.
Yes. It's so nice. And they're like just lathered with lotion. They're so hydrated. I'm like, oh, this feels so freaking good.
Yeah.
I've always been someone who has like very sensitive, like razor bumpy skin. Oof. I freaking
chicken
hate
skin.
That. Cool.
Well, no, I think that's literally what it's called, right?
Or it shames me.
No, don't. No, no, no. Chickens aren't bad. Chickens
I'm like,
are
why are you
desirable.
Vegan?
No, that's why I'm vegan. Because they're good.
Oh, okay. Okay. You got me there. Because
they're beautiful.
You got me there.
And they should not be slaughtered.
Chicken skin.
That's, no, horrible. Literally look it up. That's what it's called when it's like red and bumpy. You know, when you get a
She's
chicken.
Like, it's great. Chicken skin, red and bumpy. That's what your skin is. Like, cool.
I was just trying to give you the medical term.
Diagnosis me. I'm looking up chicken skin. Oh, sorry. I can't because my downtime is on. Oh, that's like KP or whatever. I don't really have KP though, which is
keratosis, that's what I'm talking about.
Something. No, I don't have KP. Although if you suffer from that, you should get this product by First Aid Beauty because I heard it works, by the way.
Nice.
When I look up chicken skin and this is what comes up.
Literally just fried
An
chicken.
An actual fried chicken. But you know, I just had very sensitive skin. It'll get just irritated. I've never had actually that where it's the actual bumps, but I just feel like whenever I shave, I would get razor bumps. It just was not the vibe. And ever since I've been like exfoliating and then shaving and then putting lotion on, genuinely my legs are like not just like bumpy and have ingrown hairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I actually heard that if you shave more, you're less likely to get razor burn.
That might be why.
Like more often because it kind of maybe gets used to it or something. I don't know. It could just be made up statistic. But
nice. Well, I've been liking feeling fresh and clean.
Well, to end off this episode, there's one more thing that I love, and that is color. I feel like everyone has been like so into color recently because for years we were kind of stuck in the minimalist, you know, lifestyle, which I also love. But I've been obsessed with color, like yellow, orange, green, red, pink, blue, just like so many different colors and patterns. Just makes my eyes happy. Like I saw this TikTok of New York Trends. I think it's literally called NYC Trends is the page. And they just video people on the street and they're just wearing like fun patterns, fun colors. And it just makes me excited for spring and summer. And I feel like mm-hmm. we've been cooped up for so long that things are starting to look
brighter, literally. Brighter.
And yeah, we're literally wearing brighter clothes to symbolize that. So I love that.
I love that. I've been loving all the patterns too. It's mm-hmm. so fun. Pattern mixing and everything.
As me and you are literally wearing black and green right now. Yeah. But
well,
we don't
we're
stray.
Neutral queens sometimes. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Hope you loved it. We're trying to get our podcast TikTok going. If you guys want to follow us on TikTok, go to @whatwesaid. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's @whatwesaidpodcast. You can be a part of our story time episodes where we tell your stories. And you can write in for advice for our monthly advice column. Be notified for all of our stuff coming up. We're working on some exciting stuff. Big things coming. Follow along if you're interested. We love you guys. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for listening. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.